Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before I introduce our speaker tonight, I want to give you some of Mr. Adamski's background for the benefit of those who are meeting him for the first time. Mr. Adamski is from California, an author, astronomer, philosopher, and space lecturer. In 1959, he made a world tour speaking on UFOs and was interviewed by many dignitaries from various countries. He had audience with Queen Juliana of Netherlands, ministers of defense of England, he spoke at the United Nations, and recently before a group of senators such as Margaret Chase Smith and Speaker of the House McCormick, to whom he has shown the film we will see tonight. He also spoke to millions of people through the medium of television and radio. Mr. Adamski is also a teacher of science of life. In addition to the three flying saucer books that he has written, he wrote a fourth book titled Cosmic Philosophy, and he is currently presenting a course known as Science of Life, which gives us a basic understanding of ourselves and the laws that govern us. We bring Mr. Adamski.
First, I want to say that I should really be in California during the winter months. Instead, I've been traveling around in snow and blizzards and so forth, instead of enjoying the good weather. But there's a good reason for this. For there have been, and now, been 18 years, a mystery that is surrounding the whole world. We cannot blame it all on the Air Force or any government. But regardless, who may be to blame for it, the mystery being a mystery as it is, we're out to break it, to crack the ice, as some people will say. Reason why there's a mystery going around the world regarding the visitors coming from other planets is because perversion, terrible perversion, has taken place on behalf of the visitors. Religions of various types, and God was employed in those religions and all kinds of things, when the thing has nothing to do whatsoever with any religion, or even with God, if you want to speak straight. And God is back of everything all the time anyway. You don't have to even use them. This is a purely scientific procedure. And I'll speak of it right at the beginning, the reason for their coming. When a contact is made with anybody, a lot of people want a contact now. To make a contact, you have to be at least, or they make a contact with you. At least in a position to be able to serve that contact. There have been many contactees you have heard, and they've lectured to you. I've lectured to you. And today, they tell you the same old story. Nothing new. Do you think that men make contact with men for a purpose, just how do you do? Maybe see you 1,000 years from now. No, they made a contact with a purpose to enlighten us to every move that this cosmos is making. Especially our system in our own world. Therefore, contacts should have been continued. I have 4 and 5 every year. And when an emergency comes, I have them oftener. Things are changing and changing fast in this world. You know yourself that today is not like a year ago was. Things have changed. The principles remain the same. But the effects and the application of those principles keep changing. And if the space people coming our way going to help anybody at all, they must give you new information all the time. So you can make your own decision who is giving you the truth and who is not. We are in a very odd situation. The space people did not come here to save the good ones and let the bad ones go to the dogs. They didn't come here for no purpose at all of that nature. They came here with one great purpose, which is purely scientific, and it is that our system, not only the planet itself, is changing. Our own system is going through a terrific change, even far greater than the world itself. And that involves them as well as us. Just the other day I heard someone say, the earth is slowing up, the system is slowing up. That is true. If you paid attention to what comes through science, you would soon know the truth. Although the science don't always agree either. And when they say something, you got to read between the lines like you have to read the truth between the lines when they publish something in the paper. Last year, which will be for near a year ago, I was in Washington, and the radios, TVs, was telling you about changing your clock. Changing daylight saving time. At that moment, they also told you that the Earth has slowed up 1 minute for every 24 hours. That's a whole lot. 1 minute doesn't mean much to you and I, the way we've been taught. But in the system, it's a lot. And since then, it's slowed up some more. This thing can be handled two ways. I'll speak of one way first, and then speak the other way again. The other. In a great book you call the Bible, and that is a statement that was made by Jesus. And just listen carefully. He says, heaven, meaning up there, sky is supposed to be heaven. Even astronomers tell you, heavenly bodies, heaven. All space is heaven. Systems are heaven. Their systems are invisible. It's the invisible power between you and I today that supports you and I. There is no fanaticism in it. There is no non-reality in it. Remove this invisible force that you today feel and move within. See how long would you live? Oh, he says, heaven first and earth second shall pass away, but my words shall go on forever. Where is that forever? If heaven is not the place. He also says, a new earth, he mentions heaven begin first, new heaven and a new earth shall take its place. So that's that side where the prophecy may be coming true. I say maybe. The other side is this, purely scientific, although the other can be applied scientifically as well. Purely scientific, alerting us to a faster phase of life. For we have been living in this world isolated from all else and never taught that we could ever go bodily anywhere else but here. But since they appeared on the scene, regardless what other people thought of them or thought of their forms, because they've been called everything. Yet they're people like you and I. They have challenged the intelligence of an earthly man. When they looked up there and the jets chased them and planes chased them and people saw them by the hundreds at the beginning, they probably didn't see the form of a man, didn't see his face, but they knew some intelligence were operating it. But it was operating far beyond his intelligence. As a result, they challenged our intelligence. As a result of it, we got a space program, which is purely scientific. Now, this space program has two sides to it. First, it makes us think beyond the world. Second, it may be the very thing that saved this civilization. And that's all scientific. For instance, if you are really interested in humanity instead of not taking advantage of them for the dollars you may get out of them, you can go back in the history and you will find out that every war, small or big, had come about because the economy of the world broke down. It's not long ago when he was in Korea. It was called business recession. Today, we have in our hands weapons that can annihilate us in 30 days if they are turned loose. We are in more danger today than Atlantia, Lemuria, or anybody else that ever been that preceded us. We had a Cold War going on for years, if you only would reason with the mind that the Almighty had given to you. If it wasn't for the Cold War, where most of our men today would have been working? There's nothing else for them to do. There's only one answer to the question, is war again. And this time, everybody is going to be affected. And we can't trust even the best brains in the world or the calmest man without him finally getting impatient or badly emotionally disturbed and pushing the wrong button. We're in a very, very bad situation. And nobody's going to save you unless you save yourself. Any more than anybody can eat for you, and you before. So don't believe these people that are trying to save you and tell you how beautiful you are, and that first thing the brothers will come will pick you up. That's no truth in that. Not 1 ounce of it. I've been having contacts 5, 6 years, 6 times a year, and lots of times. When emergency comes, they even come to my house and tell me. This is far more serious than you realize, and the truth should be known even in minor form. And that's why I'm on the platform today. I should be retiring, as I will be 74 next Saturday. But if I can help even a little bit for people to wake up and realize the real truth, I'll go on. Anyway, this space program is already employing 1.5 million people that would have been employed in a war effort or perhaps unemployed. If we go at the rate we're going today, and people realize what is happening and back it up a little bit better with understanding, in the next 2 years, we could have the whole thing, all the people not of our nation, but of the world, working in a space effort. Took a lot of time for us to build the American Navy fleet. Years. It will take many, many years to build up a fleet of spaceships. Whether it be for defense, for research, or for transportation, that makes not one bit of difference. All people would be employed here. Those ships would have to be built here on Earth, and we have the know-how already granted to us by the space people who had come here only to alert us that we too may travel their way and save this civilization by not blowing it up through weak economy. Yes, I says, even in defense, we don't know what another system might do. We're only contacting our system. There are other systems, millions of them out there. If we can go through our system, they can come to our system, from their system, and through our system to any planet, and could cause trouble. They're all not all angels. They're any more than we are. What are we in space as a planet? Where is the moon in space as a planet? If you were on one of them, standing looking back to Earth, you'd see Earth moving through space like you see them moving through space. If we was to say and catalog the situation on the basis of the way of we've been told, there's devil and angels riding together as they are in this Earth. Yet so many of them made holy men out of them, religion out of them, and things like that for which they did not come. And by going into space as we are doing, we'll serve twofold. We'll save the civilization, which got a beautiful future if it continues to follow that future that is laid out for it, or destroy itself. By changing over into space, men will be learning. And learned man does not kill or desire a life of another. That's one thing. And we'll be learning something about the Creator's own creation. Not only this little pebble, grain of sand, we call planet Earth. Second, the deeper we go into space and we'd not stop, even exploring our own system, which might take thousands of years. Every inch forward that we'd make a new instrument or something new will be required to go further or to investigate something. All that be made here by your hands, your children's hands. Shall keep you employed. I'm looking to the day, if I still continue to go on living, there'll be a shortage of labor right here on this Earth when space is in full swing. That's the beauty. But there is another phase for which they came. If we start the atomic war, there are many faults in this world, but I will speak of one, which is well known of many, and that is the St. Andrew's fault. If a war should start, and usually in a war, one war day, you drop 1,000 bombs or more on the enemy. Where you drop less than that is not called a war. All right. You drop 1,000 bombs on St. Andrew's fault, and she might split, and the Earth goes into two halves, no longer going on, but rather destroying itself. And you and I with it. But what does that do to the system? It does this to the system. Every system, regardless ours, as though it is a solar system, or any other, they balance perfectly. That's why they operate as they do. Knock any one of those pebbles out of their orbit, and you have an unbalanced situation, which means that the other planets also go to pieces. That is the most important point, and the greatest reason for them coming at the time that they did, after the bomb was discovered. And the only time they'll stop a war, and they have already stopped a number of them that could have been the last one, when there's a tendency to become the last one. But if you want to take knives and conventional weapons and go on street fight, they let you fight all you want to. They're not going to impose their will upon you. But there's a danger to desert. Watch out. The desert being destroyed means they're destroyed. This is a unit system, don't forget. If you knock a prop out in one place, something going to sag in another place. That is the main reason for them coming and nothing else. The philosophy inside the spaceships that you may have read, I asked them, as you would ask anybody, well, what do you believe? What kind of life do you have? And so on. So they did tell me and compared notes, so to speak, with our way of life or our philosophy of life. But they didn't say we have to accept theirs. And they didn't say they were accepting any one of ours either. But they left it to us. If we thought that that philosophy were better than ours, they didn't charge us anything for it. We can adopt it and perhaps better our lot here on Earth. Now we go to the other position, which is no more than about 3 years old, not quite that. When a detection finally came along that our system is changing, within which all these planets are having their living. 2 years ago or so, a little over 2 years ago, astronomers did tell you that the polarity of the sun has changed. That was a big change. Since then, change has been going on. And the instruments, which are far better than we have today or may have yet, or probably take us 100 years to get as good an instrument they have, are indicating a terrific extreme change. So could fulfill that prophecy that I mentioned at first. But this could take place in 10 days, 10 minutes, or 10 million years. No one knows. So they don't need to be frightened about it. And they did tell me that if there is a danger point, I will be told. They're watching the instrument carefully. They're in space all the time, not watching us. We're not worried of watching. But have we got to be watched? But they're watching the whole system. Don't forget, standing on a piece of dirt like this, you don't know it's even moving, and it's moving 1,100 miles per hour right now. But you get away from it. Like you away from the moon, and the moon up there, you can see it move. The sun moving, so on. You were standing on the moon, you see the Earth move. Well, they got out in space in their spaceship and observing not only our Earth, but their own planets as well. See what changes are taking place, how they change the system. That's what they're watching. As a result, they also found this new heaven and a new Earth, which is another system. not very far from ours, already have transported to that system a number of their people, volunteers, the best of the lot, of course, not the lowest. Because if they go start anything at all, if they survive, they're going to start with the highest development of man. They also have taken some from this planet. All the people did not disappear, go to Venus or Mars, or simply like that. They were in other places. These, the messages are coming through altogether, not by telepathy, not by seances. I know of no man or woman, even myself, that could be so good that he would not pervert an impression to suit his own ego, or correct it to the egos of the world. The only real way to ever get any truth is to contact that person themselves, if you can. And I can give thanks to the powers that be that I were able to keep the thing straight, never betrayed the brothers, as we call them, never disobeyed them, made one or two mistakes, that was enough. As a result, I'm in contact with them. Not through telepathy. I do follow impressions. But I can't bank on them 100%. I have to have them confirmed by them after I receive them before I'll act on them, if I'm not too sure. So don't be fooled by such a message or thing like that. Because there's so many have been. And unfortunately, a lot of homes have been broken up for no rhyme or reason. A lot of people were kept away from the truth because of fanaticism. When the whole world's got to know this, not only one class of people or a group of people, the whole world must know it. And there is 3 billion of them here in this world. The Catholic, the Protestant, the Jewish, and all others have a right to know the truth, as same as some so-called selected groups, which are contrary. Those selected groups are really contrary to the principles of the cosmos or the Creator himself, if they fail to serve the purpose that they represent. Now I tell you, friends, this is far more serious than we realize. And it's not to be played with, and to be challenging the Creator, I'm afraid you're taking too big a step. Now, supposing that they find that the system is on its way out, and it's coming to a danger point, and they're going to start be moving their people to the new system, and wholesale, lot. Well, they won't help us. They have only so many ships, and may need every one of them to move their own to the next system. After they've done that, then if there's any time left, they may come and pick up anybody and everybody, color, race, or belief, or anything, you don't care about any, just a human being, and take them to safety. But that's not a guarantee. The best guarantee we have today is build our own. Even for war purposes. Because we build the missiles for war purposes. And since there is no war, we're using them to put satellites up there. So they can be used both ways. Even your passenger liners on which I fly from coast to coast for these lectures. In time of war, usually are converted for transports of military. They can be used once we have them. So it behooves us then that we should be building these craft that when the time comes for their need, they will be here. But otherwise, we might not have them, and the others would not have time or ships enough to help us. That's nothing but common horses. And so that's why this space program serves double. First, employing people, keeping them out of war. Second, the potential in case danger like that arises, you've got ships to move your people. That's how constructive the whole thing is. And I don't care whether you've got two horns, six horns, or no horns, or a halo around your head. When that time comes, there be no discrimination. Who ever heard of God or Creator discriminating among His creation? A young man just asked me, I want to get out of here. I want to go to Venus or any place. Very well. There are a lot of thousands of them are doing that. If you can't live here, how in the hell are you going to live somewhere else? You got to learn how to live here. Pardon my English. You might not like the way I talk, but I'm going to talk the way I feel. My golly, it's a time to get shaken up somewhere by a tornado or something, or a thunderstorm. See? And wake up to common sense. We've been asleep too long. But if you can't live with your neighbor here, you can't live nowhere. And if I was a head of a planet, do you think I'd want you there when you couldn't get along here? No. Learn to live here first with your fellow man. Learn to live as a human being to a human being like they are living there. Learn that you and the other fellow and everything about you, that all creation is divine. For the Creator Himself created that. And He couldn't create nothing lesser than Himself. What we made out of it with our egos, that's not His fault. The real self is still there if we'll only uncover the garbage that we covered it up with. The very breath is a representation of that. Standard Oil Company is not selling to you or any other. It's free wherever you go, without which you could not live. Just as free now as it was when the first breath was breathed into nostrils of the statue or a clay body called later Adam. And it came out of the mouth of the Creator unto the nostrils of that statue. It is still coming that way. What do you think that statement is made? Swear not by earth, for that's the Father's footstool. Nor by the heavens, the sky, for that's His throne. What holier place could you be in than you're already living in? They know other planet is going to be any holier. And if you can live the way it was intended for man to live here, you won't live anywhere else either. Let's wake up and be at least the people that the Creator intended us to be. Be sensible about the whole thing. The only thing you've ever been denied is extremes. Even Jesus says you can use all things with intemperance. Let me show you how tricky your mind really is. You think you're not tricked. You may trick another man, another woman, but you're tricking yourself all the time. Let me give you an illustration here. And these things we must learn if we ever going to be a higher, a little higher than we are and compete with those that are higher. You might see a flower for the first time, a new creation, so beautiful that is above all the flowers that you've ever seen or ever grown on earth. Your eyes are the sense mind, which is one of your senses, their sight, or worships it, almost kneels before it, it's so gorgeous, it does something to you. That's the way your sight, one of your senses that make up your mind, honors this gorgeous flower. Innocent of smell, say, well, I like to smell it. And it does. And it smells like a polecat. One sense wants to destroy it because it doesn't like it. The other one wants to worship it. And that's you and me, the human beings that are living in the world today, have never tried to control those senses and have them honor one another. How in the hell are we going to honor each other in the physical then? The senses don't trust themselves. Men don't trust each other. Which is different on those planets? The senses were controlled first. And then the control of physical extremities come about automatically on those planets. That's why they're so far ahead of us. What are we doing? We listen to somebody like myself and then go home and do nothing. 18 years of mystery that those that did proceed to do something knew so darn little that they perverted it and made it worse than ever. And today nobody wants even listen to it or smell it anymore. It stinks so bad. And here, the latest report. This is on March the 5th, while I was in Washington, D.C. It tells you 663 unidentified sightings are not accounted for. That's a lot in 1 year. Which means that the Air Force does not deny them. But your media of information does not always print. Before I got to Washington this time, which I left on February the 24th, California, and been there in Washington on the same day, I sent 16 millimeter colored film taken off the 8 to Madeleine Rutherford. A day before it was on the air, 15 ships were seen around the Washington Monument in the daytime. When that film was shown finally on TV in Washington, nobody knew there was a film like that in there. It was a surprise. Mr. Rutherford, her husband, employs 3,000 men at Wallace Reed Hospital. She knew the people, and we expected to present this picture first to the officials of our government. A contact didn't have to be made with different ones. And when she talked to John McCormick, the Speaker of the House, he said, put it on the air. We can see it any time. But put it on the air now. And she did. The people that saw the 15 ships run Washington Monument in the daytime, some government men, engineers, and so forth, were called to the studio to witness the picture and compare notes. And we have the tapes. And Mrs. Rutherford's, they said they were identical as these pictures that you'll see tonight. There will be more over Washington. And there'll be more and more. This year is going to be one of them. Until we come through with one statement, that's all we're asking for. And I've written, she's written, to the president, and they have received all letters, we'd happen to know. I have no organization. I represent no organization. Don't forget that. I'm a freelancer. I'll speak to anybody and everybody, wherever they want me. Organizations sometimes stink. They start well and then they go to the dogs for their own promotions. So, we went to work and put that picture on. And it's caused a lot of commotion, not in the different government, branches of government, but in one, that is the Air Force. The Space Administration asked to see, also she presented that to them. That's before I arrived there. Since then, it's been on the air a number of times there. By request, I'm going back Monday to Washington again. I thought I was going the other way. In other words, one little statement that we are visited and no more is needed. Because there is a lot of information in what we already know. And I have myself given that information to various branches of the government that in case a war can be used in defense. And we don't know what the other party has. So we don't want that information let out until we're sure that the world is at peace itself. Even the space people won't talk that way. We are out this year with the picture here proving that there is something there now, something they cannot deny, and with other procedures that we will not reveal at this time, but we have already in action, and it will be more action eventually. I might say at the present that there's about 7 people involved in there is putting this thing over in a far bigger way than all the flying saucer groups everywhere around the world and so on and so forth has ever done. They're already going over bigger. And none of them organized. But they're out for the truth. That by the end of the year, we might get something. And definitely in the next 2 years. Some information be given. And it's not going to be double talk. People are not really living. They're not thinking for themselves. First place, some of you don't believe in flying saucers, maybe. Then what the devil are we chasing, sending up jets up there and chasing something that is not there? We've been doing that ever since 1947. And then a day goes by, that dozen trips or more are not made in chasing non-identified object. And it's not a Russian one. And the Russians doing the same thing. Wake up before you die and you didn't even know that you're dead. You maybe didn't believe Marconi either when he says world is going to be. You didn't believe a lot of people. But today, we are benefiting by what they discovered. You got radio, you got TV, we got an electronic system going to planets that we can now repair. An instrument 6 to 10 million miles away from Earth without seeing it through that system. Would we have been able to do that had he shrunk because somebody called him a crackpot or visionary? Impossible. If he had, we wouldn't have the things we got today. When this moonshot took place, I guess most of you must have watched it. Because it was quite in an interesting shot. When he said, "Here's Alfonso," and the left-hand corner of the TV on the bottom. That's where you were looking. I were looking there too. But I also worked looking in the right-hand corner up and right-hand corner down. I saw the whole thing. I didn't only see Alfonso. Most people saw the same picture I did, and all they saw is Alfonso. They didn't see this part here. And between Crater Klein in the left-hand corner, in the right-hand corner, on the low side, and between the other crater on the upper corner, there were the buildings staring you in the face that you couldn't miss it if you were blind. I was just asked about it yesterday on TV. That they saw it too. It looked more like a Quonset hut, or that particular design. And if you saw it, you'd know how big it was. And that could house probably two, three mile long ships. And at least six big mother ships could be smaller than that big boy or the hangar. They ain't going to tell you that. Of course not. You spot it yourself, okay. But they're not going to point that finger to that. They were pointing to Alfonso. They want you there. So you see how you overlook things when they are presented? By not being interested in the whole thing, but just that one little bit. All right. On the 10th day of March, I don't know how many of you here that heard this. Huntley and Brinkley report. And it was Brinkley that said it. I don't know who he was quoting, because I didn't get in on it at the time he mentioned the party. I got on it when he says what I'm going to say now. That 10 tons of dust has been flying off the moon every day, and 5 tons of that dust drops on Earth. If you don't believe me, write to Brinkley. Now, here's my analysis. To you, it meant nothing, probably. Well, of course, must fall someplace, and that's about all you say. But to me, it meant something. I'm a researcher, not just a peddler of stories that I make up myself or somebody else. I'll even question anybody and everybody, or contactee or no contactee, I've been questioned also. The Atomic Commission, I got to put in a good memory. For my age, I will say that for myself. 4 years ago, made a statement point blank, and it was published in all the papers, that according to the atomic structure of minerals and rocks, even meteorites and so forth, regardless where they come from, they must have come out of our own system, that our system, meaning all the planets at one time, were created like chicken eggs and under the chick at one time. And that the age of the system is between 4 and 6 billion, not million, billion years old. Now, we'll take the moon into consideration, dumping 10 tons of dust off of its body and letting it go into space and dropping out on Earth. Either the Earth must have been a tiny thing like a little grain of sand that you find on the beach, and has it grown to the size that we know it today as a result of it, and the moon must have been an awful walloper to be thrown off for 4 billion years, every day 10 tons of dust off of its own body. And how could it throw off any amount of dust off its own body if their statement today are true, that is airless? How did it come off of them? You can have dust on a piano, on a stool, lay there for hours and days and weeks and months, and won't move, unless there's an extra pressure put onto it, which is wind, or you blow at it to blow it up. So then the statement that they make is airless. It's false. There must be something there to throw that dust off at that volume. Why they don't tell us the truth, there's many reasons. I have a document home, a lecture that was given in Winston-Salem last year, to the Torch Club. And it states point blank, first that we have no defense against these people if they should become hostile or want to become hostile. So far, they showed no hostility. That's the Air Force report. And the man that gives that report is General Stafford, that was head of the Air Force at one time. They keep changing. Then he says, what happened 25 years ago when Orson Welles produced the drama Invasion by Mars? He doesn't say what harm it done, but we know if you go back to that day, 80,000 committed suicide. In other words, almost panicky condition throughout the nation. And in these days, when there's such a tension, everybody is at everybody's throat. Be a bad situation to get a panic going in any nation. And yet, there is a program being put together today. And I happen to be part of it if I want to take it. They asked me already. It's going to divide the nation into four to five sections. A graduating program in relationship to space and what we expect. That will automatically bring this knowledge of the saucers of the last 18 years to you in a blend-like manner. Just the same as we're doing it today. I have 5,000 students from age 11 to age 19 in California. We have put this program together in this manner. A young professor is in charge of it at Berkeley. We incorporated a space knowledge from the Space Administration and blended in with this, and even put in science of life philosophy. We omitted anything that was spiritual or divine, as it's, they are used, and those names have been badly misused, badly torn about, and torn through the gutters of man's own ignorance for selfish purposes. So we just say universal or cosmic in the place, because it means the same thing. And that's accepted. Today it is supported by Chamber of Commerce, and it lends itself to the curricula of the school, and it's honored, and is moving forward. We older people have to go sooner or later. We must admit it. It's the younger people that's going to have to live here and make a living out of what we will leave him in a way of new life. And his new life today is connected up with space. Then there are other branches. There's 900 others that are also working. One little girl, 13 and a half, started and got 350 students. Another 15 and a half girl started and got 500 students. These are the things that are worthwhile. It's for the future. We have made a mess out of this ourselves, the older people. We might as well admit it. It's not the young people that started the war, last war. And it won't be the young people that'll start this one, if it should start. It's the old people that mess up dealings with other old people, and then they use the youngsters to defend them and sacrifice them on the battle of their ignorance. That's where the trouble is. And the younger people are beginning to wake up. It's about time. And there's another thing that the space people do not support, that we use our young brains to defend our wrongs, which is our own blood and flesh. If we taught anything of them at all, we wouldn't do that. And if we taught anything of God's creation, we wouldn't do that to each other either. Because every human being, regardless what he thinks or who he is, represents the divinity, or the cosmic principle, for he is a cosmic creation, like any other planet or anything else is. We got a lots of learning to do. In 1955, I've written a book called Inside the Spaceships. It's out of print now. But it will be reprinted. Little revised. In 89, page 76, I tell you my experience in dark space to describe it to you so that you may understand what I was seeing. I named this experience as the firefly effect. Years later, didn't cost the taxpayers one penny for that information. Those that bought the book cost them $3.50. But the taxpayers didn't pay for my transportation, or I wasn't sponsored by nobody. I just met a friend, and the friend took me for a ride and let me learn what I did learn. Years later, John Glenn goes out there and takes a ride, a orbit round the Earth. And what does he report? The same thing I have reported in 1955. The firefly effect. But that cost the taxpayers over $50 million. And he was sponsored by the Air Force. Well, there's the difference. And I want to show you here. That's pointed on the other side. And I want to show you something here. Here's John Glenn's pictures that he had taken. You can see him, of course, but that isn't. There we see NASA. S-62-60-48. And here's the writing. Here's Skyview by astronaut John Glenn doing MA-6 space flight. I get these things. On one hand, they battle me. On the other hand, they work with me. What are you going to do with them? This one here, that shows streaks across there, and these are very fine, small red dots. The round ones. And it shows streaks that are moving very fast. Here's a knockout. This line, of course, is the line of red travel. But here are spots. There's what you call a mothership. And another one underneath. Now, dark space is supposed to have nothing in there. If there's nothing in there, then what is it that is reflecting here in this picture of total darkness in space? And here they are. They don't call them spacecraft. They naturally wouldn't. But that's what he photographed. And this is what he called fireflies in that other one. Well, Gordon Cooper photographed a space base over in color, over Tibet. Odd as it may seem, I'm the only person, not bragging, I don't like to brag. I'd rather not say anything, but to give you information, I'm the only person that got photographs of this nature and began more. I'm the only person that have seen the real pictures that never been shown of the moon, and all on the two different occasions. And I'm the only person that's got this type of film. Now, I would like to know myself, what's the matter with all these others? What are they doing wrong that they're not in on the, in working in the right field? There must be something wrong what they're not consulted. I'm called to Washington from time to time. They're not consulted. They're perfectly ignored, and they ruin everything they do in this line. A few years ago, I was in an election in Iowa, and I couldn't even personally put an ad in the paper. They didn't want that junk, they said. They thought I was going to be lecturing along the same lines that others that went through there and lectured. I was wondering what the devil happened to all of this. Used to be very free. Time, help you out, advertise you in one thing or another. It's all shut down to fanatics that have ruined a very good avenue of information. So I lectured that day anyway, that night. I knew very well something told me going to be a reporter there. Well, these people had enough people to fill the hall. They couldn't handle any more anyway. Well, the hall was full. And I came out with this kind of statement, quite point blank. And I found out just then what was wrong. The next day, I found out. I said, the space people coming our way are not spooks or spirits. There are people like you and I. You could be one of them. And we are ourselves space people and moving through space. And then from there on, I went over to lecture. I don't care what you believe. That's none of my business. What base you belong to or anything, that's none of my business. But when it comes to this, it's truth, it's truth. And so I went on. My God. I was stopping at Black Hawk Hotel. And after breakfast, I sit down in the lounge and kind of looking around, wondering what I'm going to do that day, because there was no schedule for me at all for that following day. And a man slipped up and he had a newspaper in his hand. Looked at it, looked at me, looked at it, looked at me. He said, by the way, I believe this is you. I didn't even know they had anything in the paper about me. There was my mug and the very words that I opened my lecture with. They're not spooks nor spirits in there, see? And I'm telling you, I had a heck of a job getting out of there.